This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting from Chicago. So it's a day after the State of the Union address, and a lot of people have dissected what the president had to say, analyzed it upwards, backwards, forwards, and everything else in between. It's been picked apart, and now after the State of the Union address, the conversation turns to immigration, and can a deal be had? So what does that mean? Can there be compromise with the Democrats? Well, here's the thing. There have been those conversations, so they're talking about back and forth offers when it comes to this border agreements. You know, the congressional negotiators are working toward a deal that could increase fencing along that border on the south that we've been talking about, the southern border with Mexico, without delivering the Prez the money that he wants. But will they be able to get that done? You know, you look at the cost of border deployments, and it's approaching $1 billion by the end of the year. So to me, it seems like if we're going to keep sending troops to the border, and now we price tag it at $1 billion, and we know that the wall is, I mean, to me, the wall now has just become this pawn thing that's happened. And for the president, he's not backing down off this. We've said this a zillion times. You know that, because this is his, you know, sort of his stake in the ground, really. That's what he ran on. That's the deal. If you know anything about Donald Trump, he doesn't really back off, especially if he smells blood. And I think there's blood in the water, certainly with the Democrats and, you know, throwing down the let's work together. You know, it's not about Republican or Democrat. That was one of the statements in the State of the Union address. So if it's approaching $1 billion by the end of the fiscal year, should the missions continue on the same pace until then? You know, you look at these figures, and if it eclipses the amount, is just crazy. Now you have an infusion of 3,750 active duty troops to the border for this, what they're saying is this tremendous onslaught. So the president said, you know, Mexican cities, in order to remove Central American migrants in their communities, they're saying they're getting trucks and buses to bring them to our country and an area where there's little border protection. Now, there is truth in that. I have, no matter what your point of view, you know, I always say I'm the voice of reason. I really feel like that, especially these days. And I've traveled with the Border Patrol twice. I've got friends that are Border Patrol agents, and trust me, if I could have them on the show, I would, but what I know off the cuff is crazy. Not in every place is different. Where are the crossings? How do you get through? What are we seeing? Is there exaggerated numbers? The thing that's really, really disturbing is the thing that I keep talking about, the due process stuff, because you're looking for asylum. Are you getting asylum? Do you have your court date? Are you coming back for that court date? Lots of confusion over that. And if we go back to the numbers, the Pentagon says the additional active duty forces deployed to the border will conduct mobile surveillance for the custom and border protection guys, right, and women, basically. And the contingent brings the number to over 4,300. That's the Defense Department numbers with the additional amount of people that we're talking about. And remember, this has gone on since last April. We've seen, you know, the numbers gradually increase. So, of course, what are the negotiators talking about? Will the congressional negotiators get anything done? And, you know, the answer is I really think it's just one of those standoff deals. And unless they come up with another way, then we're going to keep going around in this circle again and again and again, and it's just insane. Speaking of going around in a circle, the Democratic Party of Virginia, whoa, they have been thrown into a full-blown political crisis. Some crisis communicator is making a buttload of money on this thing. They have to be, because these scandals are crazy and should have been nipped in the bud way before it got to this point. Because if you look at the three top Democratic leaders, I mean, there's a huge threat here. So with the Attorney General Mark Herring acknowledging that he appeared in blackface 30 years ago, Democrats were unsure whether even Governor Ralph Northam or Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax would survive separate revelations that could really alienate the party's base support. Of course it would. And now you have more of that coming on? Wow. It's just mind-boggling to me that they were they not aware of this? I mean, I get it happened before, and now we go back into the archives, different time. If you wanted to give them a pass, which I still think is bad, because if you look at the circumstances, but regardless, let's just say that. And then you see how they handle it. Wow. Like I said, come on. There's massive crisis communications experts in this country that are chomping at the bit to jump on this, and they would have taken it, I think, in a different direction. But it's like they're all paddling, and they're paddling with one paddle. You got one oar. And they're balancing it in a terrible way. So there's a big, epic collapse about to go down, friends, in Virginia. And I think it's stunning. I mean, it's shocking that they're in this position, actually. But, boy, anybody out there who's in politics, they know they have to do a full-on scrub to find anything that might be considered politically incorrect, racist, outrageous, hints of anything that would topple the ship and get in front of it or bow out of it or whatever. All right, I got to bring this up. The measles, for those of you listening, a lot of listeners were on in Seattle and Portland. Washington State, the measles outbreak, they're saying this could go really, really wide. The Pacific Northwest, home to some of the most vocal and organized anti-vaccination activists, just won't do it, man. And these parents have objected, and now they've got this major crisis going on. And you got to think, if you're a parent and you do not feel that way, and you're going to school with children who have that potential, and they're not getting vaccinated, how are you feeling? I'm not happy about it. I'm keeping my child out of school. But there's a big movement. I mean, when we say activists, if you look around the country, and I've talked to someone in healthcare the other day about this, no doubt it is the state where, look, we don't want the vaccinations. We've seen we have a different take on what vaccinations do. And I mean, you can refute it. You can go on both sides of this and look at it. But if you think of what vaccinations have cured, I'm just going to say I'm not anti-vaccine. Now, having said that, I got the measles. I got everything you could possibly get a vaccination for when I was a kid, and I have the mark. I have a little round sort of bubble that's on my arm from one of those vaccinations, because that's what happened. You'd have these sort of scars, or like you could tell you had a vaccination. I can always tell if people are like in their mid-40s to maybe 50, and then probably older than that, because you got those vaccinations when we started to see the cure for things. But look, measles was a lot of the measles was eliminated because of those vaccinations. And in my mother's case, I think she did the right thing by my brother and I. I understand the arguments on the other side, but now you see what can happen with that too as well. All right, we're just getting warmed up. Hang with me. Broadcasting from Chicago. Diving into the mailbag next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin, right, while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Don't you think you've done enough? Oh, don't you think you've got enough? Well, maybe.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Chicago. In fact, at a secret location in O'Hare, as we're getting set to get back to the satellite facility in Dallas. Just thought you'd like to know how many miles I'm logging. But we're going to jump into the mailbag, and the mailbag is deep with lots of thoughts on the State of the Union. So thank you, everybody. This show blows me away with how many people email the show. I've said this before. Listen, I worked in New York, biggest market, period, so, you know, millions of people. And in Dallas, Texas, I was on a really popular station. Never got this kind of email. I got email, but never the mother load that we get from all of you. I love this thoughtful, fabulous audience. And I don't care which way you rock, and I say this all the time, consider me the voice of reason. I want to hear what you think, whether it's politics, business, or anything else that's bugging around on your mind that's happening in your hood. So how do you do that? Go to katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. And just a reminder, because I know, and I love this, so many of you tell me you're listening to it when you get up in the morning, or you have shifts where you're on, you know, late at night or early at night. I mean, we all have different lifestyles. And a lot of times now in this gig economy and side hustles, we work different hours. So I love that you're downloading the shows, and you can do that at TuneIn Radio. Just look for Kate Delaney's America Tonight. All right, so let's do this thing. Here's what Andy has to say about the State of the Union. Kate, wow, listen to the show. I thought it was pretty good. I loved your analysis, and I loved hearing the snippets that you picked out, because I would have picked the same ones if I was in your business that the president in his message in the 80-plus minutes. What a long State of the Union. You were absolutely right. At first, at times, I didn't know where he was going, and then I kind of got it. It was like he was trying to unite and then he was trying to jab at the same time, which makes sense if you look at his personality. I wonder if it'll move the needle at all, as you like to say, on any kind of relations changing in some pretty choppy waters in D.C. I agree with you. I don't think anything with immigration is going to be solved overnight, and we've seen how that ball has been tossed again and again. And will we see a border wall? I love that the president said it was like the see-through barrier. So maybe he's going to get the see-through barrier, not a concrete wall. I don't think it comes out of those negotiations. Hey, Andy, thanks for the pop today. No, I don't think so at all. This is his flag in the sand. He's not moving off of this, and we're going to see something happen. I think clarifying it was a concrete wall was kind of interesting because it makes it different in that he obviously has looked into this. Of course they have, because they were taking bids on it. And I have been down to those Spartan areas by the border. And man, there is some crazy things that happen. Not in all places. I used to live in El Paso. That was one of my first breaks out of college. And I'd go over that bridge to Juarez. And at the time, it was, you know, it was not completely safe, but not like it is now. And when people poo-poo that, oh, the drugs, oh, the gangs, oh, that's exaggerated. No, it's not. I mean, I know. I've talked to plenty of cops who have dealt with the gangs that are coming through the border. Now, do we push it in our imagination like we're seeing this just massive amount of drugs being smuggled? Yes, but not the way you're probably picturing it. And does it mean every place at the border is overrun? It's just crawling? No. I mean, this is that broad blanket that people like to throw on things. But it is a hairy, carry situation on the legal side especially. It's out of control. It's out of control in this sense. This should have been nipped in the bud a long time ago. Hey, listen, so you have some problems with illegal immigration. You have legal immigrants, great. But not to the amount at one point, the high water mark. And can you blame somebody who, let's say we talk about the people who are immigrating, who are fine people, who are poor as you can imagine, who have to feed mouths, who are encouraged by their own country to go across the border because they can make money, bring it back to their families, and spend it in their economy. Because guess where the money comes from in parts of Mexico? The United States, of course. I mean, we're funneling the money in different ways. So that whole commerce lane is not changing. We'll keep our eye on it, right? Of course. Go to Bruce. Bruce, listening to us in California. Kate, I discovered you after you talked about Loma Linda, and you mentioned that you were on a station there, and I looked it up, and wow, I like the station, first of all. And I gotta say that here in California, you talk about California, you used to live here, and I've heard you say that, and you talk about the fires and the mudslides and the insanity that we've had to deal with, and right on, sister. I think people like to label us as all nutballs out here, fruits and nuts, and it's not like that. You've got some really conservative people, you've got some really liberal people, but in the end, when Californians come together is when we're in the crisis, whether it's an economic crisis or whether it's a crisis that has to do with Mother Nature. This is when you see the people in Cali really unite, and I'll tell you, people here are freaked out by the things that have happened lately, and most of that dealing with not so much the politics, but the politics of what happens when your house gets washed away and you barely are alive. It's sad. It's sad, sad, sad. Again, I'll be listening to your show, and I will spread the word that you're on KCAA radio, and I caught it on an FM signal, and I caught it on an AM signal too, by the way. All right, thanks for finding us, and we love, of course, KCAA, and that is New for America tonight. We appreciate them picking us up, and that area is great. It's funny because I gave a speech there, gosh, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and for the first time I went out to the Nixon, it's kind of out in that direction, I went out to the Nixon library when I was there, because I checked that off my list. I want to see all the presidential libraries, and it was, you know, it was interesting. I thought it was interesting. And we could go deeper into the psychology of presidents their legacy and where they messed up and maybe the things that they did right. That's a whole different show. And we've done that before. We've talked to presidential historians. Maybe we'll do a special show on that on one of the holidays or something. All right, so let's move to this one. This is from Brad. Kate, I'm sorry I haven't emailed you in a while. Trust me, I've been listening. I listened to the State of the Union. I think it was kind of the cut and paste State of the Union that you would normally see from a president. I give Donald Trump credit. I didn't vote for him. I am a Republican light, but I think that he's trying to figure out how can he, because he's abrasive, how can he stay on the mark and still accomplish some of the things that the Democrats are going to stop him from accomplishing. And I don't know that that changes, because I think there are people that have had these political backgrounds that believe in the first place he didn't belong there, and they have that chip, and no matter what he does, they're not losing that chip. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. How many times on the show did we talk to people like, okay, here's somebody who'd be a great candidate, and I went through, like, I had a list of four different people that I thought would be great. And why aren't they running? Because they don't want the hassle, the headache, the nonsense, the regurgitated headlines about their life. And one thing that the president did do for everybody in this country is, if you want to run for president, you got to think, if you have any kind of qualifications and you got the backing, you can do it. Because one thing he did show is anybody can run. Does it mean you're going to win? No. And we hadn't seen necessarily anything like that since Trump. Yes, we've had other people that have run, like Steve Forbes, etc., who had some money and background and, you know, backing, rather, but didn't get very far. But he did. But he had the celebrity side, too, where people knew his name. And, of course, there was mega frustration, especially in the Midwest, with what was happening with jobs and the economy. All right, I think we can get another one in here. This one is from Liz. Liz in Texas. Hey, Kate, we are so proud that you are here with us in Texas, and I consider you to be a Texan now, and I know that you've traveled all over the great state, and I was wondering, what is your favorite place in Texas? Wow, that, you know, it, so I, you know, that's like, pick which child you like the best. I like a lot of places in Texas. I like Houston. There's things about Houston I really like. I like going and doing the space thing. I like going to the coast. I like going to, let me think, Marfa, because it's like a weird kind of funky place in the middle of nowhere, but they have that great observatory there. If you ever want to be able to really see the sky and you are anywhere near there, that's a great place to see it. It's McDonald Observatory. Just amazing. And I didn't know that much about it, so I love it when something surprises me. I'm interested in going, and then I go, and I'm even more surprised by what I see, and that's what I found there. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, everybody, and hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Virginia's political crisis has some veteran Democratic politicians reeling.
This week has just made me sick.
Senator Tim Kaine summing up the controversy swirling around Virginia's capital of Richmond. A governor who refuses to step down over a racist photo on his yearbook page. A lieutenant governor who denies accusations he forced a woman to perform oral sex in 2004. And an attorney general who admitted to wearing blackface at a party in the early 80s. The story prompted this question to Kaine.
Have you ever worn blackface?
No, I never have.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren apologized after declaring on a State Bar of Texas registration card in 1986 that she was American Indian. She said she wanted to clarify her heritage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To welcome to the show a man that I had a conversation with that really moved the needle for me. When I got off of the conversation, and this was a couple of weeks ago, he really made me think about some of the problems that we have, some of the things that we're dealing with from way back when. And he has an interesting, provocative title, I think, to his book. His name is Derek Paul, and he's in our virtual green room. And the title of his book is called A Leap to an Ecological Economy. Derek, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hello.
So let's
speak with you again.
It's good to speak with you too. So let's talk about that title. Someone sees that title and immediately you think about a couple of different things. Give us an overview of what the book is about.
Well, the book is about trying to address the barriers that stop us from reducing the greenhouse gases and getting ourselves into a mode where living on our income and not on our savings. You understand, it's easy to go broke if you overspend every year. And the human race has been overspending every year since 1968. Now, when I say overspending, that includes overpolluting. It turns out these two things amount to the same effect when you add them together. So in Canada and the United States, approximately, we are overspending and overpolluting by 2.7 times.
2.7 times? You got to stop on that number, Derek. 2.7 times.
In the middle of May, we will have used up all the resources we should have used up and done all the polluting we should have done by the 31st of December. But we do it by the middle of May. And that is something that simply has to be corrected. Otherwise, we're going to bankrupt ourselves in the whole sense of material bankruptcy. We won't have an earth fit to live in.
Wow. So how do we deal with the problem? How do we tackle this?
Well, the first thing we have to do, of course, is stop emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, because that is something like 80% of the problem. And the other 20% is that we are just wasting things. We do things too extravagantly. But I think if we could cope with the 80% of the problem, we could probably learn to cope with the other 20. But the people who give the information on this are the Footprint News people. Matisse Wackernagel is the guy who's running the Global Footprint News. And it's very important.
The Footprint News, so that's something for everybody to take note of. And you know, Derek, that this is so political, and a lot of people look at it and they say, oh, here we go again, climate change, and that can't be true. But statistically, as you just told us, you looked at the statistics, and that's what really led you down the path of realizing there's a problem, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been following Wackernagel's work, and his PhD supervisor was a Canadian in British Columbia, and the two of them set this global footprint concept in motion, and they've been refining it and refining it for years now, and it's become reasonably accurate. It was very inaccurate at first. They are now able to show that, roughly speaking, the world started to overspend in 1968. So we've had about 50 years of extravagant living, which we can't afford.
And you know, when you say that, though, people say, oh, are you going to take away our toys? Are you going to take away the things that we love? And you would answer to that, that there's ways to still fulfill your desires, but there's a more responsible way to do that.
Absolutely. In fact, life will get better, because at the moment, lots of parts of the earth are deteriorating. And I think you're familiar with the Mississippi Basin problem that's in my book, and the fact that the Mississippi pours chemicals into the Gulf and has created 7,000 square miles of dead ocean.
Wow.
Stretching from the Mississippi estuary toward Florida. So it's a colossal disaster. The money that the government in the United States has put into fixing this has had no effect that anybody can measure, and it needs to be tackled by a new method. And in my book, I explain how an ecological economy would deal with it. That's just one of many sort of new things in my book. I've listed about 8 things which I think are original, but the basic thing, of course, is the mindset. You have to forget the basis, everything you learned when you grew up about money and so on, and you have to look at the world from the point of view of resources. And when you start looking at the world from the point of view of resources, you immediately realize that it's pretty well criminal to destroy a forest.
Boy, no kidding.
You can make a big profit by cutting down all the trees in some forest, as they are doing in Tasmania, but it's a criminal act in the sense that you're left with something that isn't any use.
Wow. And we want to tell everybody, it's A Leap to an Ecological Economy.
Yes.
Derek Paul's book, you can get it on Amazon, and you talk about the 8 things, and that's so intriguing. We don't want to give it all away, but tell us something else that's pretty revealing of what we can do and what's happening.
One of the things that I think people need to know, well, first of all, the book makes a strong case for full employment. In the ecological economy, I insist, all kinds of people have argued against me, but they failed to show that full employment is impractical. I have, in fact, lived in a city where there was full employment, and I can assure you it's very practical, because if you get fired you can get a job the next week.
And, of course, that's the concern of everybody, is that, is finding gainful employment.
And it's absolutely practical, but the system makes sure that it doesn't happen. And it's actually systemic. So I'm proposing a new system. There'll be a new emphasis on human health, and I needn't explain that. A very important thing, one of my colleagues has explained that things like carbon taxes are not going to be able to get us out of the mess soon enough. The idea of putting a tax on carbon would have worked perhaps had it been introduced 20 years ago or 25 years ago, but it's too late. So now what we have to do is we have to develop policies, government policies, that will force the reductions to zero emissions in a relatively short time in the cases where the technology to do so exists. Where the technology doesn't exist, we have to very quickly work and develop it. So that's how we're going to deal with, we're going to have to deal with greenhouse gas reductions. I think one of the very immediately important things is that when you want to do something that's very important, that isn't going to bring immediate profit, you have to have a mechanism for raising the money at zero interest rate. And this can be done with publicly owned banks. It cannot be done otherwise, as far as I can tell. And I have people who are against this, but I think it's absolutely necessary, and I'm prepared to justify it. Lastly, I think with regard to population, there are lots of people who think that it doesn't matter at all if the global population keeps on increasing, provided you can feed everybody. My book has a new aspect on this, and that has to do with the fact that the global population is reducing the habitats for other creatures, and you cannot go on expanding human population without reducing most or all of the other species, and that's very, very serious. In other words, the population of the world is already somewhat too large, and so something has to be done about that. But there are several other points.
Wow.
So, which one would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I like that. I mean, we could talk about this. I could talk to you all day about this. It's fascinating, all the research that you've done.
Yes.
But we're almost out of time, and I want people to get your book, certainly, A Leap to an Ecological Economy. You can get it on Amazon. What do you hope, Derek Paul, is the big takeaway? Why do people want to read your book?
I think that it has so much that they won't know about that they'll find it worthwhile. Two of my acquaintance in Toronto are using the book as a philosophical basis for serious discussion groups. And so this is, we're talking about groups of, you know, tens of people. So it's starting to get there. I hope it will get into some of the schools and colleges. And I'm working on a second edition because some of the factors in the book have changed since I wrote it, particularly the chapter on, I've got an additional chapter on China, which asks the question, can China reduce its greenhouse gases soon enough? Mm. And the answer was uncertain if you read my book. Mm. But since then, the Chinese have changed their policy. They've decided to install a lot more, a huge number of additional solar panels. And I'm convinced that they can be probably one of the first of the important commercial nations to get their greenhouse gas emissions to zero. They're creating the potential to do that.
Wow. Derek Paul, that is huge. That's a great avenue to go down. We'll talk to you again in the future. Again, pick up the book, A Leap to an Ecological Economy. You can get it on Amazon. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I think about the way business is rolling now. Think about remote work. I know a lot of people who work remotely for some pretty big companies, including one of my friends who is a coder, another one who's actually an engineer, and they don't, neither one of those to actually ever, it's very rare, go into an office. So he's in our virtual green room right now, as I'm fond of saying that green room is getting better and better looking, so maybe he's having a decent time in there. Andrew Wynn joins us, CFA, Chief Investor Relations Officer for Transparent Business. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
So here's a provocative statement, and it is, can any company offer a chance of 90,000% ROI despite severe market volatility? Wow. So explain that.
Well, no one can guarantee returns. But I actually think we can make a strong business case that we're in the best position to take over the transparency marketplace and the management of remote workers. The transparency marketplace is significantly larger than the marketplace for Salesforce.com, another software company that grew to a valuation that's well above $90 billion. Now, if we achieve our goals and we take over the transparency marketplace and if we get the same valuation as Salesforce.com, we believe investors on their current round of $10 million may possibly achieve those extremely high returns.
Wow. And, you know, so part of this has to be when you talk about increasing the productivity of remote work. Explain that.
Well, just to let you know, since we're a software company, according to Citibank, we are the top people management solution, and we think we make computer-based work both easy to verify and coordinate. And in addition, we think we boost efficiency per worker by 15 to 40%.
Ooh.
So overall, we think we make computer-based work both visible and easy to manage. And in addition, we also think it helps reduce fraud over billing and waste.
I like that, fraud over billing and waste, because you have the right kind of tabs on it, so you know exactly what's happening between the business and the person who's working remotely. And, Andrew, you know this in the past, and obviously this is your business model and with the software, et cetera, that there have been problems with that. There's been problems with software, et cetera. So in the development of this, you took all that into account, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And, in fact, we found two things happen when people start using our software. The first thing is the people that are being monitored tend to change their behavior. So that's one way we get this efficiency boost. The second way is, according to researchers as well as consultants or consultant reports, they believe there's a waste or time wasters in the workforce that basically waste between 13% and about a third of the time on their day in wasteful, non-work-related activities. So what we're trying to do is just remove those people completely from the workforce and basically try to get this efficiency boost per worker for a corporation.
So is part of that because they're distracted on phones, watching videos, trying to do something else while they're supposedly working?
Yes, absolutely, because right now we believe there's zero transparency in the marketplace on remote work. You know, you don't know what somebody is actually doing. You don't know if they're on social media. You don't know if they're writing a letter to their grandmother. You don't know if they're doing the work that you want them to do. So with this software, it gives you full transparency about remote work. And basically, it allows you to make sure that, okay, the employee that you have working for you is doing the work that you want them to do.
Yeah, there you go. And we're speaking to Andrew Nguyen, Chief Investor Relations Officer, Transparent Business. This is fascinating, and Transparent Business has partners like, think about this, so it's got to be good, Google, Microsoft, Cisco, you name them, you know, Facebook, etc. And they've also received the designation of the top people management solution from Citigroup. And as I mentioned at the top, the whole idea is the remote work has increased. So what do you do to make sure people are on task and you're saving that money, et cetera? And it's good for the people, too, right? Because then the others who are suffering because of the fraud, they get rewarded, I'm assuming.
I think it's actually good for both companies as well as the employee.
Yeah.
Because it allows the employee to prove definitively to the company that, hey, I'm doing the work that you want me to do. And it allows the company to get the comfort with their employees. And over time, I actually believe when you have a consultant or one of your remote workers working remotely, when it comes time to ask you to pay that worker, you will actually have a very high level of confidence that they're doing the work you want them to do.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I just went into a company where they had a call center and they needed me to come in. And they had problems, Andrew, with, of course, people being distracted and gossiping and everything else. And there they were right there, and it was a massive problem. And then they did have some people that worked remotely, so it's not really fair either for the, as we just mentioned, for the other employees. Now, you've got Transparent Business, the impact that you're having. You've got legislators in 13 states introducing bills that would make this kind of application mandatory. So that's got to make you feel good. Certainly you're walking in the right direction. And what was that like to see that in motion, these bills?
Oh, extremely exciting. So the first thing I want to let you know, we have 18 bills that have been introduced in various states, and we expect more positive traction in 2019. So we're very, very excited. We have very strong goals. We want to make transparent verification of billable hours mandatory for all government contracts. We also want to amend the Sarbanes and Oxley Act and make it that same kind of verification mandatory for all public corporations in the U.S.
Yes, yeah, so talk.
We hope.
Talk. Go ahead. Talk about this for a second. We'll dive back to that. The Sarbanes and Oxley and amending that. Explain that, because that definitely will pique the interest, of course, of people listening.
Well, I think whenever you talk about federal legislation, federal laws, I think that's always an activity that's going to take a lot of intense scrutiny. So it's something that we are hopeful for, and we want to work with the, you know, congressmen and try to get a bill passed as well at the federal level. What I also wanted to mention was that we're not just focused solely on governments. In fact, we want to do the same thing we're doing with governments, and we want to make transparent verification a mandatory requirement for procurement policies for major corporations. And therefore, we want to make transparent verification the new standard in corporate procurement. So all three of these are our goals, and we hope to have achieved, you know, explosive revenue growth in 2019.
Yeah, one of the things you say on your website, and people can look it up at transparentbusiness.com, and I think this is so interesting too, you talk about top curated talent and how to find workers or contractors, and that's a big buzzword because of side hustles and a lot of people who are contractors and who are very skilled. And you talk about finding the skill set best matching every job requirement. How does that work?
Imagine if a company could go and now source talent globally and source the specific skill set that they need. Now, one of the problems you have today is if I can go and hire a programmer from another foreign country, but it's very, very difficult to monitor their work, to know that they're doing the work you want them to do as opposed to any other work that they potentially want to do, moonlighting or if they want to do other projects, also out golfing or island. Very difficult to monitor now, but now you can use our software to monitor activity. So now we think we can help you source global talent, and it should significantly increase your ability to find the specific skill sets you need for your workforce.
For you to see all this explode, what does that feel like for you, Andrew, to be in the position you are and to watch what's happening with transparentbusiness.com?
Oh, it makes me feel absolutely great. I love talking to investors and telling them that, you know, hey, we think this is a large potential market. We think there's an actual acute need for the software. Right now, we don't think there's any transparency in the management of remote work. We don't believe anybody controls the market for transparency. And I don't believe there are any notable competitors in this space. We have a market-ready product, a scalable solution. We're really, really excited because we have all these endorsements and partnerships as well.
Yeah, I love that. And so here's the question, because people will think this. What is the minimal investment that anyone could invest in Transparent Business?
All investors need to be accredited investors, and we are targeting a minimum investment size of $50,000, which we think is very affordable for most accredited investors. So we believe the investors that are going to come in today and investing in this $10 million round, you know, might have the potential of having that grow to $45 million.
Wow. Well, that's a perfect place to end this. My eyes are rolling back. I love it. Andrew Wynn, Chief Investor Relations Officer for Transparent Business. You can go to transparentbusiness.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.